Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. We're heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Of course, radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Art Source, of course, from Galaxy Sports with us. Laura Snoke, attorney, good friend for many, many, many years, will be with us. And Mark is a grandfather many times over, so he's off this evening. Ronnie Wald has been a broadcaster for 42 years, starting here in Southern California and doing almost every school you can mention, including Cal State Northridge, including San Diego State, and the whole routine. We'll talk to Ronnie about his career and whatever. So much is happening in sports. Do you believe in the called shot? 1932. Remember Babe Ruth against Charlie Ruth and the Cubbies in the World Series? He pointed or he didn't point in the home run. Well, his uniform was just sold for $24 million. I'm going to repeat that, $24 million. Now, Art Source, being 127 years of age, was born in 1897, as you know. So in 1932, he was 35 years of age. And I'm sure he listened to the game on the radio. So he doesn't know for sure if that shot was called or not. But Wednesday night at Dodger Stadium, Ohtani sort of called his shot. We'll discuss that. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Pro football just around the corner. College football, of course, the same. Sunday night, LSU is a seven-point favorite over USC, but we'll talk about that because it's most interesting. You might be blacked out. You have DirecTV. Should be interesting, no question. All right, we'll take a break and come back on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, restaurant, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Later, broadcaster Ronnie Wald will make an appearance. He's been doing sports basically in Southern California for 42 years. Laura Snoke's been an attorney for very many years. I've been her friend for many years. Art Source, Galaxy Sports for many years, but before that, of course, 127 years of age. He was a kicker for the Rams and the USC Trojans. And I have some news for you. Now, Sunday night, you're going to be in Las Vegas, so it won't matter to you as LSU battles USC. USC's a 7-point underdog, but DirecTV right now and Disney, ABC, having major problems, there's a good chance everybody with DirecTV will be blacked out of that game unless something can be settled by Sunday night. So they're going to be discussing it all day Sunday.
Fred, this whole world is going crazy. You're having the same problem. Remember Venue Sports that we talked about? They're going to come out with a program that had, you know, ABC and Fox and ESPN and Discovery and Warner Brothers. They're in litigation in federal court. You know, they're not going to come to the party this year. I noticed in preseason football this year in the NFL, we'd always usually get the local telecasts of the Eagles back here in Harrisburg, PA, of the Eagles, the Ravens, or the Steelers. Not this year. They want you to buy the NFL preseason package, which is $5.95 a game. So we basically got blacked out from a lot of that. So there's a lot of things going on, as well as what's going on in college football with new conferences, no more Pac-12. I mean, it's just crazy times. It's wild and woolly out there in the world of sports media and streaming and linear TV.
Attorney Laura Snoke, any comments about what's going on? On Sunday night, we may not get the LSU-USC game. And if they don't make it, if you have DirecTV. And some other satellite services also. Laura, your comments.
Well, first of all, I do have DirecTV, and this is the first I've heard of this. And I'm highly disappointed because I was probably going to watch that game. I was looking forward to watching that game. It reminds me a little bit of the DirecTV dispute with the Pac-12, where we didn't have the Pac-12 for all those years. And then there was also that dispute with the Spectrum, with the Dodgers, that we didn't have for all those years. So so much for the, you know, sports TV monitoring, marketing itself as the sports station. I think it's all gotta have to, you know, the law is very, the law always takes a while to catch up to new technology, and there's always a lag there because of the nature of the legal system. And I hope it's worked out, but there, I think, you know, Art's right. It's like, it's kind of wild and woolly out there right now, and everybody's competing with each other. And, you know, sometimes I long for the days when there were only three networks, but those days are gone forever. So.
You know what I did, and I'm the worst technical person on earth. I went to the iPhone and I looked up KBC TV 7, and you actually can get the games there. You can get everything there, so that they're not going to black out your iPhone. So I think if necessary, you can do the same thing.
So it's the opposite of big screen TV. It's little screen TV.
I don't know if we can get it to the TV, but at least you can watch it on your iPhone or your computer. Now, I'm not 100% sure about that, but it's an interesting thing. You know, in USA Today, they talked about the college football season, and both USC and UCLA among the top four or five toughest schedules. Art Source, I don't know how many thousands of miles the Trojans and the Bruins and the Ducks and the Huskies will be flying, but
the Bruins have the toughest schedule of any team in the major college football. They have four trips back east and a trip up to the Seattle area. So, and they're going to Hawaii. Aren't they going to Hawaii as well, or are they playing that game at home?
That's in Hawaii.
Okay, so think about this: from Hawaii all the way across to Rutgers. That's a heck of a flight. That's like going from LA to Tokyo. You better get your game face on for that one. But yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, we've been talking about it. It's going to be real tough on those kids, but you know what? They're 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, all the way up to 28 now in college football. Well, I'm hearing. So they might be able to handle it.
Laura, let me ask you a question. When we were going to school, up until 5-6 years ago, college football and college basketball meant everything to me. Since the NIL and since the transfer portal, and by the way, now the NCAA says they might do away with the football transfer portal in the spring. So they're only going to be a 30-day thing in December, but which will be a good thing. But Laura, how much have you lost interest in college football and basketball because of the changes that Mark Emmert, now fired, made with the NCAA?
I'm just so disappointed about what happened with the Pac-12. I mean, that's just such a tragedy. As far as losing interest, the game is still the game. So if you like watching the game, the other stuff is sort of just on the periphery. And it really hasn't affected my interest in college sports from a sportsman's perspective. Certainly from a political perspective, I think there's a lot of issues there. I hope they do restrict the portal. I think that would be a good thing. It hasn't really affected mine because I love watching the actual sports themselves. So it hasn't really affected my interest in the games.
Now, in the NFL, I know you're a Raider fan, but let me just ask you a question about the Steelers. They made their choice. And it's Russell Wilson over Justin Fields from Ohio State and the Bears. Think that was a wise decision by Mike Tomlin and company?
I will have to see, right? I mean, he didn't play very well last year. He's getting up there. Was he about 37, something like that? Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, Justin Fields is there in case Russell Wilson falters. He's obviously...
Here's kind of what I'm hearing a little bit out of Pittsburgh, you guys. Justin Fields is going to get his opportunities this year in certain situations. He's such an incredible athlete. People don't realize that this guy could probably play a myriad of positions in football other than quarterback. You could put him in a jet formation, do a toss pitch, let him throw a pass. A lot of fun stuff you could do with Justin Fields. The problem was, and this I guess was the problem as well in Chicago, where they kind of came off his talent, he has a little bit of trouble grasping the offense, okay? As it goes by, Russell Wilson has been working with him, and Russell Wilson had that calf muscle problem in preseason, which allowed Justin to actually go out there and play a little bit. And, you know, aside from not understanding how to get underneath the center, because he had never done that in his career at Ohio State, he always played out of the pistol offense, where they set up 5 yards back with a back next to him. He actually had trouble taking snaps from underneath the center. That was a big problem. He had 3 or 4 fumbles. But I think, you know, bottom line is on that one, we'll see what happens. You know, Russell Wilson is a 9-time Pro Bowler. you know, we never know when Father Time comes over and taps you on the shoulder. The athlete is usually the last person to know that he's done. That's the funny thing, because, you know, you have so much positivity as to what you do. But it'll be interesting. What I'm excited about, you guys, I want to talk about this. Shohei Ohtani in Los Angeles going for the 50-50 club, which has never been done in the 150 years of Major League Baseball. That is just an incredible thing. And then you have Aaron Judge in New York. Wouldn't it be great to see the Dodgers or the Yankees of the World Series, you guys?
I think it'll be a team with three starting pitchers all healthy. And you can't say that for the Yankees, and you can't say that for the Dodgers.
I know.
And, you know, honestly, from the Dodgers' perspective, it's every day somebody else goes down. Oh, by the way, I've got to say this. On Wednesday night, I'm watching the Dodger victory over Baltimore 6-4, but Walker Buehler wasn't throwing well at all. And yet
he threw the glove down pretty good at the end of the game.
Although Joe Davis and Earl Hershiser were basically saying he's Sandy Koufax. He's just been unlucky with the defense when he gave up the three runs early. And what I'm saying is that, no, he's not. He's not throwing as well. He's had two Tommy John. And for them to try to fool the public is beyond belief. He will not be one of the three starting pitchers in the playoffs if either as a wild card or if they win the division. He just will not be so.
And that's the part of the young broadcasters, Fred, where I have a little bit of a problem with. We all knew that Harry Caray was a homer. Vin Scully was never a homer. He called the game straight down the line. Yeah, he might have had a tone when the Dodgers did something great, like when Kirk Gibson hit the home run against the Cardinals in the playoffs. I mean, yes, I understand that in a World Series winning home run like that. But you know, this provinciality, I'm going to call it, really starts to bother me in sportscasting.
All right, we're going to take a break and talk about that, and we'll play some Barron Sports Trivia with Laura and with Art, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. And one of my favorite parts of the show is Barron Sports Trivia. We'll try to find out what Laura Snoke and Art Source know and don't know in the middle of the night. It's got to be tough for Art at 127 years of age. Art, what do you do legally to stay up and answer these questions?
Well, I've been really having some great times there. I've got some products. One of them is called Awaken, which is a nootropic for the daytime. Now the same company has come up with a new one called Mind Restore, which you take at night, same kind of a nootropic. Just a fabulous thing. I mean, if you're looking for brain and nerve support, improved mood, improved memory, restorative sleep, boy, those sound like great things to me. This is the product. So we got Mind Restore and Awaken, and they're helping an old guy like me.
Laura, you consider yourself the world's worst trivia player?
I am the world's worst trivia player.
I've known you too well. You're really not. But okay, here we go. You ready? This is for Laura. Only 6-time winner of the AP Athlete of the Year. Only 6-time winner in history of the Associated Press Athlete of the Year. Could be a guy, could be a gal.
When did that award start?
Way back.
Before
1932.
Jackie Robinson?
Is Jackie Robinson the answer, Art Source?
I don't think so. I mean, he's one of the great players of all time. Yeah, he could play every sport there was. He was damn good at all of them. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite athlete, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay.
He was my favorite athlete, but he's not right either.
Okay. They give us a hint, big fella.
Track athlete in the 1932 Olympics. She won awards. She won gold medals. Later, a great golfer, died young.
Babe Zaharias
is the answer, and very few people would have gotten that right. So, Laura, it's not on you. It's a tough question. Okay.
Six times, huh?
Wow.
That's Artie, impressive.
Artie, you ready?
We'll hope so.
I don't know exactly the year that the NBA started keeping a score of steals, but this guy has been considered the first player with 10 steals in an NBA game. First NBA player with 10 steals in 48 minutes.
Oscar Robertson.
Oscar Robertson from the University of Cincinnati. One of my favorite players of all time. Laura, it was a guard. Was it Oscar Robertson?
I liked Oscar Robertson, but I'm not a big Celtic fan, so I can't go with him. Isaiah Thomas?
Isaiah Thomas of the Pistons. Another good guard. Let's see, what hint can I give you?
He did play for the Celtics. Was it Casey Jones?
Wasn't Casey Jones. This guy was a great scorer, too.
It wasn't Magic Johnson.
Just passed away.
Jerry West is the answer.
Wow.
Boy, the logo did all that on defense, too?
10 steals, first time
in
history.
He must have polished his shoes in his spare time.
All right.
I don't remember Jerry West just stealing a lot. But
I don't either. That's why I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Laura, you're political. first president to throw out the first pitch in a MLB season. First president to throw out the first pitch.
FDR?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Art Source, is it FDR?
I'm thinking it's either Wilson or Teddy Roosevelt. I'm trying to remember one of them. One of them, it was like 1926. I'm trying to remember who the president was then.
It would have been Hoover.
Hoover could. He had a very bad arm.
How about if I give you the year?
There you go.
1910.
I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt.
William Howard Taft is the answer.
I was going to say
those Ohio governors. Yeah. Probably did it at a Reds game, too.
All right, Art, final question.
We're having a good one here tonight, aren't we?
Have we gotten one right so far?
Oh!
All right.
We're going for the golden sombrero here.
take another awaken. First rookie to ever win a gold glove. First rookie to ever win a gold glove.
Lord have
mercy.
Who
might that have been?
First rookie to ever win a gold glove. Willie Mays.
The Willie Mays. Was it Willie Mays, Laura Snoke?
That's a good guess. I have no idea.
Second baseman.
So it wasn't Willie Mays. I know that much. Second baseman.
Rodney Carew.
Rod Carew just became a U.S. citizen.
Rod Carew or the person we're trying to guess who?
Rod Carew just became a U.S. citizen. But he wasn't the first
all right. We got to give her a what do they call those on that show with a lifeline or something?
Right.
He died very young.
Oh, boy.
He only played 3 years.
Wow.
Played for the Cubs. Rhymes with Cubs.
Ken Hubbs?
Kenny Hubbs, 1962. The first rookie at second base ever to win a gold glove.
And then I think I blew out a transistor up in my brain on that one.
Ask me if I've even heard of Kenny Hubbs.
But when you said he passed away, and I have some Chicago friends that are very they're elderly, and they always said the first couple 3 years he was unbelievable, and I didn't know he only played 3 years. Did he die in like a car crash or something, Fred?
He was a flyer, and his airplane crashed.
Him and Thurman Munson, huh?
Same thing. Thurman Munson was 79, and this was 63, and. At 127 years of age, you know, so much has happened in your life. How would you possibly remember that? You know, that's what we're talking about. But, you know, later we're going to talk to Ronnie Wald about age and doing these kind of shows. The advantage of doing these shows is if you're 127 years of age, you've seen everything. The disadvantage is you're 127 years and can't think of everything. Art, respond to that.
What were we talking about again? No, seriously, Fred. What I find is, you know, there's only so much computerized space up there in the brain. And, you know, we talk about amyloids, which they say, you know, that's what causes a little bit of the Alzheimer's problem. Sometimes the transmissions get a little creaky, you know, and the stuff that you remember. What's funny is I can remember stuff from like the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. But the stuff that happened like 3 or 4 weeks ago, a little tougher to get a grip on. And I remember when my grandfather was in his 90s, you know, and he would come in and we'd go be down at my dad's restaurant on Balboa Island at the Village Inn. And he'd say, hey, who's that heavy set guy over there? I said, that's your son, Grandpa. Oh, okay. He's a hell of a guy. Do they have apple pie here?
All right. We're going to come back with Ronnie Wald and talk about local broadcasting and aging as a broadcaster and maybe litigation as a broadcaster as far as age is concerned. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. More on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Turn up, switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information.
With Sponsored Progressive's Name IBM. Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Sports Overnight America with good friend Ronnie Wald. Years ago, Ronnie and I did a show called Wall to Wall Sports. And a little bit of sports and maybe a little bit more politics. And anyways, you can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Welcome, Ronnie Wald, to Sports Overnight America.
Glad to be with you, Fred, as always. We had a great show back there in the day, and it was something different, a hybrid of politics and sports, and, you know, inflammatory those subjects are. And so I think we acquitted ourselves very well, but I'm still waiting for my check in the mail.
Don't you think that sports every year is becoming more political?
Absolutely. And the problem we're seeing now with athletes that are obviously biologically men playing in the women's realm is really hard to accept if you're a longtime fan. I wear two hats. When I get on the air broadcaster, I have to tame it down. But right now, I am a Ronnie Wald fan, and I speak for a lot of Americans, people that saw what went on at the Olympics and other places. I even did play-by-play for a community college game, and out of nowhere, it was a male playing on a women's college basketball game. And how did I know? There was a 5 o'clock shadow there. But the bottom line is, the good old days of the sports and the purity and the things that we loved about it and why we became sports fans back in the day are sadly long gone.
Art Source, of course, you've done play-by-play. Ronnie's done play-by-play for every local school that I've ever heard of, including Cal State University Northridge. Art, talk to Ronnie Wall.
Well, I wanted to touch bases with him and just congratulate him on 42 years of really excellent, excellent broadcasting. I've actually listened to you do games. I appreciate your work. I wanted to go back to the days in San Diego. Did you ever get to broadcast games with Ronnie Rena or Ted Leitner or any of those guys when you were down with the
another guy I dreamed of broadcasting with was Jerry Gross. But yeah. I was able to work for Jim Dietz mm-hmm. long before anybody else came on board. Jim Dietz was a longtime coach at San Diego State. We went to Hawaii and Wyoming and put those games on KVSD radio, long before Tony Gwynn, that is. And also University of San Diego did their games. Hank Egan, who wound up himself as the assistant coach for San Antonio Spurs, and they won all those championships.
Ronnie, you know how fertile Southern California has been for athletes over the last 40, 50 years.
Yes.
In your broadcast career, who is the most incredible young high school or maybe college athlete that you've ever had the pleasure of broadcasting? Whether it be Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, you know, you could go anywhere with this one.
Yes, well, I never did Bobby Bonds. I had Bobby or Barry Bonds. I had Bobby Bonds Jr., who had a complete poor attitude, seems to be in the Bonds family, at the Visalia Oaks when I did single A California League Baseball. But we had a very special guy on that Visalia Oaks team who was ready to quit minor leagues after 6 years of being in it. And his dad, his father, talked him out of it. His name is now current Dodger manager, Dave Roberts.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that was a thrill to go back. I know that name. I know that fellow. But in terms of he seemed to have it all, and his son really came through of late. But Dwayne Poley Sr. at Pepperdine, a team that went on with Jim Herrick to Houston, and we did the NC2A tournament at Hawthorne Arena, and it was Jim Herrick versus Coach K and Jay Billis and Johnny Dawkins for Duke. Wow. And I put that game on KGIL. I was only 25 years old. I want you to know, Marty and everyone else, I really didn't know what I was doing. It was a baptism by fire, but it was exciting and fun, and I got through it.
Love it.
All right, we're talking to Ronnie Wald, longtime broadcaster in Southern California and elsewhere. And again, Ronnie and I did wall-to-wall sports. God, it's been a decade ago. Laura Snoke, being an attorney, Ronnie being up there in age, like our Art Source, having some age discrimination problems. Laura, you have any comments about age discrimination in the world of sports broadcasting? Because, you know, most networks and local stations are hiring 30-year-olds instead of 60-year-olds or 127-year-olds. Any comments, Laura Snoke?
Well, certainly age discrimination is a problem in a lot of different industries, as is discrimination in a lot of areas. What a provocative opening we have to this broadcast. Not sure if this is a sports show or a political show, but I think that certainly my opinion is discrimination on the basis of age or how much testosterone somebody might have in their bloodstream should be illegal and not tolerated. And certainly age as a, you know, we went through this kind of with the presidential campaign. And while I applaud the decision of Biden to withdraw, I think the skills that are required to be a successful debater against someone like Donald Trump are not the same skills that are required to be a good president. And I think that's true in every field, including broadcasting. And certainly the experience and the wisdom that one gains from that experience should count for a lot as against, you know, somebody who might look prettier because they're younger.
Ronnie, you're getting up there in age yourself. Have you noticed any age discrimination in your business?
Yes, and no. I don't want to go into too many deep details because right now I'm seeking some type of litigation by work for a municipality, a one-year agreement, independent contractor, and found myself as I went along after a great start with a lot of praise in that local area, found myself starting to become marginalized. I wasn't allowed to do interviews. This FaceTime you see me right here was severely limited until it came to a point that my father, 90 years old, became very ill in May. I asked for some time off. And when I returned to broadcast, agreement still in force, I was asked, well, actually said, persona non grata, Ronnie, we'll pay you, but we don't want to lose you anymore. And by the way, without cause. I've never known why. At this very moment, as I speak to you, I'm still under that agreement. I think probably I could show up at a high school football game and say, put me to work. But I don't want to get into any kind of personal back and forth and trying to find legal advice and someone that'll help me through this imbroglio. But I want to speak on a larger level. It's not about me, but the marginalization of seniors who have so much left to give. And I might tilt right in terms of politics, but I never knocked President Biden about anything about Sleepy Joe or anything like that. I try to fight fair. And the point is, I was feeling a lot of sympathy for the man because we're all going to be there one day. Also, it's not fun to have somebody make fun of you because of age, which again is something that's coming down the road. As for me, I just want to keep working, and I believe, and I'll be 65 next month, I have something to offer, and I should not be thrown to the curb.
Art, you're 127 years of age. Yeah, your comments about what Ronnie Walt said.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know what they say, sometimes the older the animal, the more they learn. And you know, I've always believed that having a young attitude and hanging around, I go back to some of my great coaches, John Robinson, John McKay, Ray Malavasi. Them being around young men kept a lot of them very young, because there's a lot of enthusiasm. I've heard Nick Saban talk about it. You know, part of being a great coach or a broadcaster is being around young people. And you know, age is a number, Fred. Everybody's going to get to deal with it. We all have our born-on date and probably our pass-away date. But, boy, until then, we can keep as sharp as we can. We can follow the game. We can be positive and kind of share some of the great experiences that we had over the years. Right, Ronnie?
Yes, and I want to add this in. Someone dropped this on me, and I wasn't even aware that I have become the dean of California CIF broadcasters, the dean of California Community College broadcasters, and then they dubbed me Dirty Harry of California sportscasting because I do the dirty jobs in places usually windswept and no scoreboards. And
well, I've been in a few of those high school press boxes.
Okay. Okay. And 20, 30 years, when these kids grow up and come back to me, the score will be irrelevant. But what they will remember is that Ronnie Walt made the fervent attempt to make them feel like Raiders, Dodgers, Angels, Padres for a day. And that's my mission. So when I get thrown away from that mission by bureaucrats and they don't see eye to eye with me, I go back to what I think is the praise of the moms and the dads, the coaches, that I'm going to say the Waldcast did achieve that. We'll forget the score, but we'll remember what you tried to do, Ronnie. And that touches my heart. Now I'm finding myself, well, almost with a collapsible floor below me and nowhere to go. I'll continue to work, always have a place to go. But this hurt me so much because I did not mean to be 65.
Laura Snoke, in her last 90 seconds or so with Ronnie Wald, do you listen to local radio? And if you do, are you impressed with the guys and gals who are doing that job?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I listen to 570, the Dodger station and the Lakers station. I just want to say one thing about age. The other day I was in the car and I heard the old Frank Sinatra song, Young at Heart. And I think that really says it all. I think being around young people, having an attitude, being open to new ideas, being narrow-minded, and trying to keep up with current trends, and all of those things are augur against any age disabilities that we all have to suffer through. But I think that's those are the keys to aging well.
Ronnie Wild, you've got 30 seconds on Sports Overnight America. Tell us your final thoughts.
Well, let's talk about Ohtani and the incredible response with thousands of people lined up going down Elysian Park Boulevard, Vince Scully Avenue, to get in for a bobblehead. Think of it. And what he's done. And all I can recall is the old stories of Babe Ruth at Yankee Stadium. Even if he whiffed, he took a big swing, there were guffaws and guttural intonations. And he brought such passion to the 1930s game. I believe Shohei is doing that right now. We're watching history.
I just love that he brings to the game.
Ryan, we watched a lot of your work. Thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America, Ronnie Wong.
Thanks for your service.
Anytime, and all the best to you guys. Keep up the good work.
That's Ronnie Wong, and we'll be back with more right after.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Ronnie Wald, very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America. In our last few minutes of this hour of Sports Overnight America, attorney Laura Snoke, so much to talk about. You're a Raiders fan, 17-game season. How many wins for your Las Vegas Raiders?
Well, do you want my fantasy or the reality version?
reality version, probably better.
10, maybe, if we're lucky. I mean, they've got problems. They've got a great defense. They've got problems at quarterback. I don't know how Minshew's going to do.
I love their defense, Laura.
I love their defense.
Yeah, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. Vegas has them at over and under at 6.5. So, I mean, and that's a tough division. You got some good teams, and their schedule looks really tough, too. So, it's going to be very interesting. You know, if they can win 9 or 10 games, it'd be a great job by their new coach.
Yeah, I love Antonio Pierce. I think he's great. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Forrest, former Ram kicker, Art Source, how many wins for the LA Rams in 2024?
This is one of my surprise teams in the NFC. I've always been a Sean McVay fan. I think, you know, he in preseason when he did the broadcast and they had him on the sidelines with a headset on doing the games. It's amazing what that guy sees that most people don't understand about the game of football. I'm going to step out on the line and say it's going to be them and the 49ers coming down to the end. And I think the Rams might win 9 or 10 games this year. I just have a funny feeling that the 49ers are a step down. They don't have the depth they needed because they went all in on this quarterback that now is in Dallas as a backup. Cost them. Yeah, it cost them a lot. And they also have the Ayuk and the left tackle, Trent Williams. You know, what are they going to do with them? I think the Rams are a sneaky team in the NFC.
All right. That's it for this edition of Sports Overnight America. Laura Snoke, thank you. Mario, thank you. Art, thank you. Ronnie Wald, thank you. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.